close to this situation before you go, and we'll set a plane up, hopefully, for tomorrow afternoon, a jet start, take you to Jackson, hoping you can see the governor tomorrow late.
Right.
They tell me if you leave here at 4, you get there at 4, the 2 hours change in time, and it's about the same thing. Finney said he'd be available to meet you in the morning any time that you want to.
Right.
And he's a young lawyer from Clark. I talked to Clark, and he thought he'd be.
If there's any possibility, I'd like to meet him tonight.
All right, I'll call him back and see if he.
I called him and see if he's in trouble.
Fine. Tom Finney.
I started into this situation cold, you know, and I'd like to get as much as soon as I can.
Well, he won't know any more about it than you do, hardly. He's just going to be a fellow that'll dig up things for you and work with you. But the attorney general's here, and he'll tell you what he wants to do in the morning about meeting with Burke Marshall and some of these people. Here's a statement that I'm going to make. As I said at my press conference this morning, we have been concerned about the whereabouts and physical safety of the three young people who are still missing in Mississippi. At the present time, although their car has been found burned, we have no definite information on what has happened to them. We share the anxiety and deep distress of the parents of these young men. I talked to Governor Johnson, Mississippi, and expressed my deep concern. He reaffirmed to me what he said publicly this afternoon. The people of Mississippi, the law enforcement facilities of that state will be utilized to their full extent to prevent acts of violence or public disorder of any sort. By arrangement, Governor Johnson, I've asked Alan Dulles to go to Mississippi to meet with the governor, other officials of the state, and others who have information on the law observance problems that exist there and are a matter of great concern to the governor and to us. Mr. Dulles will leave shortly and will keep me fully advised on these matters. We're basically a law-abiding nation. All the forces of our society, both state and federal, must be directed to preserving law and order. I call for cooperation and restraint of all the citizens of this country in maintaining a society free of anarchy, violence, and disdain for the law. Here's the Attorney General. You got any suggestions on that?
No, that's fine.
Oh, Alan?
Yes, Bob.
Oh, would it be at all possible to see you in the morning?
Surely.
Would you have any time?
Well, do you have all the time
fine.
You
want? Fine. Well, maybe what if we meet in my office at 10 o'clock?
10 o'clock.
That be all right with you?
That is wise. Is it to meet there?
I don't think there's any problem about it.
All right.
Wait a minute.
Do you think that
No, I think it's logical that you would
Go
do
ahead.
That. So I don't think there's any, there's no mystery about the fact
no,
you're
going
to see any. Yeah, I think it was good to raise the point, but I think it's all right.
All right, I'll be in your office at 10 o'clock.
And I'll just have these people go over. As I say, I don't think it's not that complicated or difficult, and we could just tell you what we found, and then you can talk to...
I start on this cold, you know.
I know, but I don't think it's not...
Anything I could be working on tonight, I'd be glad to do it.
I don't think that... is there anything that he can read tonight? Where are you, Alan?
I'm in my home. 2723 Q Street.
Well, I could send over some. We could send over some of the FBI reports. I could send over some FBI reports that you might take a look at.
I'd like that, and a biography of Johnson, and so forth, and so on.
And
like
a biography. And a biography of John.
Yeah.
Well, why don't we do that? And I'll send some material over.
Right.
And that'll be over in another 45 minutes.
That's fine.
Thanks a lot, Al.
Thank you.
Bye.
Right.
Waiting.